Rebuttal to argument in favor of Proposition 62. California's death penalty hasn't failed. It was intentionally sabotaged. Key supporters of Proposition 62, like the ACLU, have spent decades undermining the death penalty. Now they argue for repeal. For the sake of victims, don't let them win. We all agree that the death penalty in California isn't working. The solution is to mend, not end, the death penalty. California's frontline prosecutors and almost all our 58 elected district attorneys have a plan to fix it, starting with voting no on Proposition 62. The system is expensive because brutal killers file endless, frivolous appeals, spending decades on death row. Prop 62 backers want you to believe that granting these thugs lifetime health care, housing, meals, and privileges will save money. Who are they fooling? They say we don't need a death penalty. Really? There's about 2,000 murders in California annually. Approximately 15, the worst of the worst, receive a death sentence. Who are they? Mass murderers and/or serial killers. Murderers who raped and/or tortured victims. Child killers. Terrorists. Ask the proponents of Proposition 62, if a murderer sentenced to, quote, life without parole, end quote, escapes and murders again or kills a prison guard, what sentence will they give him? Another life without parole? The proponent of Prop 62, an actor, wants you to believe the movie script. But let's be clear, there are no innocents on California's death row. They cite one case from Texas from 1989 still under dispute. California has never executed an innocent and never will. Join victims, families, and law enforcement and vote no on Prop 62. www.noprop6number2yesprop66.com. Michelle Hannessy, President, Association of Deputy District Attorneys of Los Angeles County. Mark Klass, father of 12-year-old murder victim Polly Klass. Lauren Likelighter, President, San Bernardino County Deputy Sheriff's Association.